Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Hannah Lawrence from Ventura, California.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm really well. So, what do you do there in Ventura?
I design test fixturing. We test primarily optical components.
Okay, so you're one of those techie guys.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It is. It's meant as one. Well, Hannah, welcome to our show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of them, you'll, of course, win our prize. Ready to go?
Yes.
Here's your first limerick.
I have asked my insurance provider for the venom of silky web gliders. The trick of Cialis is merely paralysis, just like from the bite of a...
spider?
Yes! Spidey. Very good. Yes, you got it. Scientists in Georgia believe they have found a natural substitute for Viagra. Instead of taking that conspicuous blue pill, all you have to do now is find a Brazilian wandering spider and provoke him. One bite and you'll be good to go for up to 4 hours, scientists say. And while this won't stop you, keep in mind the side effects of a bite of this spider include paralysis, loss of muscle control, and asphyxiation. So really, if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, that would be the least of your problems.
Okay, so this spider is a real turn-on.
It is, actually, yes.
And it's a Brazilian spider, so it's probably really passionate.
They're very hot. Here is your next limerick.
Though this dance tune is set on repeat, I don't know what to do with my feet. You might think I'm sublime, that I've transcended time, but I'm really just deaf to the...
beat?
Yes, beat. Very good. A bad sense of rhythm is no longer just a curse or a way to pick out the white people in dark dance clubs. Now, it's a disease. Scientists at the University of Montreal encountered beat deafness in 23-year-old Matthew, a subject. They say he, quote, flails in a time zone of his own when bouncing up and down to a melody. Now, since that same description probably fits you and all of your dads, you might be wondering what took scientists so long to notice it, especially when all they had to do to discover it was to go dancing with the other scientists. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
As a caveman who's painting his rooms, my time warps and space grows bright plumes. I'm pre-Raphaelic and most psychedelic, because I'm really tripping on...
Shrooms!
Shrooms. Look at a cave painting, and you might think that our distant primitive ancestors had a remarkable sense of color, form, and movement. Turns out, nope, they were just high. Scientists studying the 6,000-year-old cave paintings in Spain say there's no doubt the 13 small mushroom-like objects depicted in the murals are a local hallucinogenic mushroom. They're still found in the area. And in addition to the drawings, archaeologists have unearthed other signs of ancient drug use, such as ancient lava lamps in a cave painting of a young Keith Richards.
I mean, if you were, like, stuck in Neolithic times, wouldn't you have to just be high all the time?
Just to get through
Just to get through the day?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, hunting, gathering. Hunting, gathering.
On Neolithium.
I mean, just to have a conversation. You know.
Carl, how did Hannah do in our quiz?
Hannah had 3 correct answers, Peter, so Hannah, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing, Hannah.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.